I'm feeling pretty good, you know, enjoying the day. You know, they slowed it down today, so that's good.
And then Coach said he had to put you in black because he said Rico's the kind of guy he's going to go when he's ready. But, so how's it going for our Christmas?
Oh, man, it's going really good. I can still do everything. You know, I was just a little sore, man. So, you know, Coach, it's preseason right now, and it's early in the year. You don't want to, you know, beat your body down too bad. And he knows that if he keeps me in a regular jersey, and I'm like everybody else, they had to pull me out of practice. So, you know, it just was for, you know, myself and for my teammates to, you know, just protect. Like I said, we always say protect the team because we got a long season we have to do.
When you think about protecting the team, how's the secondary coming together, especially given
the yesterday? Oh, man, you know, that we always prepare for things like this. You know, last year we had a bunch of injuries go down and stuff like that, and we have people step up, man, and we just have that mindset in our room that, you know, we all pushing for a chance. So whenever it's, you know, our chance, no matter the circumstances, you know, we just always gonna be ready to go for our brothers. Oh, man, you know, this is, I think, CJ's second year going in that corner, man, and it looks really good, man. It's a smooth transition for him, man. He's been killing. He's been making plays on the ball. He still has that, you know, that athletic wide receiver body and stuff, and he can catch the balls really well. And, man, he's been doing really good with his tackling, you know, his angles, and, you know, just making plays on the ball. He's been doing really good.
Rico, Coach Quinn talks a lot about the progress made going into your second year. What have you seen out of Keanu Neal so far as he's getting ready for his second season?
Oh, man, just noticing the defense more, just noticing offensive formations. You know, the communication is up to par, man. It's just you don't have those rookie jitters anymore, man. It's just he's just ready to go, man. You know, he was already, you know, a guy who played at a very fast speed. So now it's no thinking at all. So that's like every play, every down in and out. That's how he goes.
Is he a lot more vocal out there?
Yes. You know, he makes it much easier for me. You know, he's out there, and I don't have to worry about the run alerts and all that kind of stuff. I can just strictly focus on pass alerts, and he's done a really good job of both saying run because he does a really good job of studying and also pass. So he's helping me a lot with his communication because he's noticing a lot.
Are you hoping to go on Thursday?
I hope so. You know, shoot, I'm always ready to go. You know, that's up to, you know, Coach, and that's up to, you know, TD. You know, if they want me to play, I'll play. If not, I won't. That's up to them. I'm ready. My body is good enough to go. I'm good enough to go, so I can. But that's up to them.
What is a vet like you, if you can't play, get out of a preseason game with probably limited?
You know, just to get the tempo, you know, you can take it as, you know, just to get the mental reps and stuff like that, you know, because, you know, we play football. It may seem, you know, not very long ago, but once you get out of it for a while, you know, it's just different in practice. The game speed is a little different in practice. So, you know, everything counts. You know, everything counts in the games, and that's, you know, something that, you know, I just try to focus on. You know, I get the best out of that.
We see some young guys really coming out, like Ryan Poole. I mean, how does that set the tone when a guy knows he comes in, free agent or not, that he has an opportunity?
Oh, man. That means a lot. You know, with a guy like Poole, you know, with a guy like Schrader, you know, with a guy like me, with this coaching staff, you know, it shows that you don't have to be a high draft pick to be, you know, put in the midst of things. You don't have to be, you know, a high pick to, you know, be a contributor on this team. And it shows that the best players play. So if you go out and you show them that what you want, you can't fight for it. There's no politics here. I don't think it's no politics in play. The best players play here, man. Coach Quinn's going to put the best 11 on the field every time he wants to. So when you come out and if you just keep competing and you show them that you can make flashes and you can make plays on the field, you know, you got a chance to make it.